USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will meet this afternoon to talk about raising the debt ceiling and maybe cutting spending. Maybe.
The Biden administration has been firm. It will not negotiate spending cuts for the debt limit. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield on CNN yesterday argues McCarthy knows the right thing to do.
He actually voted three times for a clean debt ceiling increase under President Trump.
McCarthy Sunday on CBS says he believes Biden will negotiate.
I think the president is going to be willing to make an agreement together.
The White House will submit its budget in March. House Republicans plan to put forth a budget in April. Extraordinary measures to extend the debt ceiling run out in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
We may learn later today about the FBI search of President Biden's vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, for possible classified documents. The president's personal lawyer says today's search was done with the First Family's cooperation. ICE is making life miserable again in the Mid-South. Correspondent Guy Venegas is trying to negotiate the streets of Memphis.
We saw ice as thick as half an inch. We know that anything more than a quarter of an inch could be dangerous. It creates these hazardous conditions on the streets and the overpasses and the bridges, and that's why authorities are asking people to stay home.
Flight cancellations are again piling up, more than 2,200 nationwide, according to FlightAware. Nearly 850 of those at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and Love Field. It's official. Really. No kidding. This time it's true. So says NFL great Tom Brady.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring. For good.
In a short social media video, Brady thanked his family, teammates, competitors, and fans, and said he made a low-key announcement because he used up his big announcement last year when he retired, then unretired. This is USA News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A bit of perspective on today's news search for classified documents, this time at President Biden's beach house in Rehoboth, Delaware.
Biden bought this beach home after he left the vice presidency, so there's a very low likelihood that there are documents there.
That's former FBI Assistant Director Frank Frigluisi. His big caveat to that statement.
If they were to find classified documents in a home he purchased after he left office, this goes into a whole other arena, which means someone would have transported classified from one place where, you know, he served during his tenure or lived during his tenure to now a completely different location. That would raise a lot of eyebrows.
Meanwhile, correspondent Mike Mamoli has reaction from the White House.
We're told in a statement from the president's personal counsel that this search is being done with the full support and cooperation of the president. The search today is a further step in a thorough and timely DOJ process. We will continue to fully support and facilitate.
The statement also says the Biden legal team agreed that the FBI would not say anything before agents came to the house. Today's search comes after Biden's attorneys had searched the home, as well as the Biden home in Wilmington, in early January. The Bidens bought the beach house in 2017 for just under $3 million. It's about 4,800 square feet on three levels. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.